The government-to-government pact provides a template for tribal courts to administer restorative sentences in certain lower-level cases as an alternative to the state criminal justice system. During a Tuesday press conference in Anchorage, ANVIC Chief Carl Giroux thanked the state and tribal organizations for working on the agreement, which he says will benefit the welfare of tribal members.
We see a lack of law and order out in villages, not only in ANVIC, but throughout the state. So this is a good thing that's going to be happening for our tribal members, for the public safety of others also.
The Western Interior Tribe is the first of several across the state expected to sign on to the justice agreement. In the works for 3 years, it allows willing offenders to divert from state to tribal courts for lower level and first-time crimes, including domestic violence, alcohol and drug offenses. Alaska Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth says the agreement furthers a general shift in the state's approach to criminal justice.
In recent years, our state courts have used more restorative justice and therapeutic courts models that focus on treatment rather than incarceration. And I think there will be greater success when a community uses its culturally relevant restorative justice tools.
Lindemuth says the state is in contact with federal officials about funding for tribal courts, noting that the justice alternative is expected to both save the state money and bring attention to offenses the state does not have the capacity to address. Will Mayo with the Tanana Chiefs Conference called the agreement a step toward bringing justice to far reaches of the state, noting that it can stem issues before they become more serious.
If we have restorative justice systems that can begin to emerge through an agreement like this, then we can catch our citizens in the early stages where they make a mistake and they don't have to go directly into a hardcore punitive corrections system.
Tribally administered penalties outlined under the agreement can include fines up to $1,500 or replacement of stolen or damaged property, but also apologies to those impacted by a crime. Offenders who refuse to comply with tribal court orders face prosecution in state court. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.